This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here at Rogers Campground is the beautiful White Mesa, New Hampshire. Port Fest Day Number 3.
The Pokemon Freedom Festival Day Number 3 has officially begun.
Well, it begun like 13 hours ago or whatever.
But it's absolutely a wonderful event. More and more people are suddenly coming in. Ian and Bonnie are here today. They're wandering around doing something.
I wanted to ask them at some point they want to be on, but their time here is very limited. I really doubt what they want to do is work.
Yeah, go have fun.
But there are a lot of people here that I mentioned the philosopher earlier. She did some sort of show last night. I had heard from the Boston Globe reporter who was running around that there was a libertarian rap show going on, and I was like, all right, I will make sure to avoid that.
Exactly my thought. I'm glad we're on the same. But as I was walking, I found someone's phone, so I wanted to take it to the park rangers,
and I just assumed they were at the bottom of the hill. But I ran into the philosopher as I was on my way down, and it turned out that she was among musicians that was about to perform, so it wasn't simply libertarian rap, it was more complicated than that. But I want to get her on. I want to get her on Angela McArdle, Angela McArdle, and the Shepherds of the National Libertarian Party. They're both as right behind us as I would love to get her on at some point. Talk about the Libertarian Party and how things are going there. But today, at the moment, there's someone right here who's doing something I don't have an opinion on. And a lot of people here are doing liberty things. And at Free Talk Live, we provide them with an opportunity to talk about the liberty that they're doing. I love talking to them. I want to know, what are you doing to make the world freer in your lifetime?
And as it turns out, here at the Pokemon Freedom Festival, I want to know, what are you doing to make the world freer in your lifetime? And as it turns out, here at the Pokemon Freedom Festival, Day Number 3 has officially begun. Well, it begun like 13 hours ago or whatever.
But as I was walking, I found someone's phone.
Someone's phone.
And he had a squeaker button.
And he had a squeaker button.
And he had a squeaker button.
And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a squeaker button. And he had a
ball, a squeaker ball.
And he gave it
and
to her.
And he gave it
now,
to her.
She doesn't have
she doesn't
any
have
squeaker
any
toys.
Squeaker toys.
Well,
that I gave
and
her.
Why is that?
Well,
why
it's
that?
Because...
Well, it's because...
I used to buy her these.
I used to buy
her love
her.
I love
more
her
than
more
I hate
than
myself, right?
I hate myself.
So if she
so
wants...
If she wants
this squeaker toy, I'm
going
to give it to her. Usually.
And they have these at Walmart.
They have these at Walmart.
They're like $4.
They're like
$4.
This is rubber squeaky
toy that's
bacon flavored.
Ooh, that's fun.
They are
fun.
They are
in the universe.
But she will sit in front of me when I would sit on my couch and try to play the new Zelda game or something. She would just sit in front of me, chewing it and squeaking it right in front of my face for hours at a time.
It's like the same reason why you don't buy your 3-year-old a drum set or like a keyboard or something. It's just annoying.
But with the squeaker, for whatever reason, dolls who have super sensitive hearing,
they get off
the squeaking.
Like they like it. They like it. It's the best thing ever.
Well, it sounds like prey, right? Isn't that the... I think that's the logic behind it. Is it kind of sounds like prey?
Sounds like
that's what I would assume. I think I've heard that before, but
don't
quote
me on it.
Don't
know what to do with prey.
The poor thing is she saw a bug and
she would just try to be its friend.
She's so sweet.
She's so sweet
and innocent in that regard.
That's why
she gets along so well with my cats.
Because
she was 8 weeks old when she met my cats.
My cats were just
barely
smaller than her.
Smaller than her.
And they laid down the law.
They laid down the law
immediately.
And she wants to be friends with them so badly.
Mikey and Olivia's cat is staying with me in
the hotel room here.
And that's Patches, by the way. He's an absolutely gorgeous cat.
And they don't want to leave him alone.
They don't want to leave him
alone at home. And I'm bringing my cats anyway. And my cats
Patches
with me for a year and a half.
He's used to my cats.
Patches loves this cat.
And he loves her.
And he loves her.
They are so cute.
And the way they play,
she likes putting her mouth on things
as one does.
And Patches is a cat.
So he likes the cat.
And he will play with
it.
I have pictures of
Patches just sinking his claws
into her eyeball.
And she's just smiling
and wagging her tail.
She doesn't know how to.
She learned how to play from cats.
So
when you play with her and she raised her hand and tried to smack you, like that's why.
When she was 8 weeks old, she was learning the ropes from cats.
And they taught her well.
She's super nice to cats.
In general, she is a golden retriever.
There are rabbits.
There are rabbits.
And I wish I could convey to the rabbits that she wouldn't hurt them because she wouldn't.
Oh, she wants to play and they're scared of her.
Yeah, she just wants to be their friend.
That's her world.
It's a beautiful world that she lives in.
We as people
should strive to be more like her.
There are no enemies.
Everyone is a friend.
And
everyone is playing.
And that's beautiful.
I've learned that from her.
Everyone is a friend.
If all people had golden retriever brains, the world would be a better place.
We would have achieved world peace.
There would be no war.
And I was amazed to learn that
about three people are killed by golden retrievers
in the United States.
What the hell do you have to do to a golden retriever to get it to attack you?
I could beat her with a 2x4.
I would never do this.
Of course not.
But I could beat her with a 2x4.
She would not bite me.
I'm sad even thinking about someone
accusing her like that because I love her like that.
But the point is,
I know golden retrievers fairly well, especially at this point.
She doesn't have a malicious or vicious bone in her body.
She just loves people and she loves everything.
So golden retrievers can only bring people here very odd.
I don't know how one goes about making that happen.
But we're talking here about the Grateful Drag.
A drag show that they don't perform regularly.
They put on benefit concerts, apparently.
I would love for them to come to New Hampshire and put on a benefit concert.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I would love to message them. I don't know if they travel out of Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know if they do too much traveling, but I would love to have them.
It's probably a big ask to get from Nashville to here.
The next show I was going to go see was Gwar and Butcher Babies in July, like July the 28th or something along those lines.
It's in Massachusetts, and the Butcher Babies
are my favorite band.
It's really close.
It's
really may like Infected Rain a little bit more, but it's irrelevant.
When you get to the Butcher Babies and Infected Rain,
Forever Still,
a bunch of other female driven bands,
it's indistinguishable. I can listen to any of them. But they're touring again as they do every year.
And this year they're on tour with Guar,
who I'm not a big fan of, but
one of my I hate the term best friends, but that's the best way to characterize it.
One of my best friends.
That's his favorite band.
My favorite band.
We're doing a tour together, and it's like a match made in heaven.
But I'm going to be in prison.
So I bought five tickets, right?
Because that's what I do.
It'll work itself out, right?
I'm going to be in prison.
You're still going.
I am still going. We're going to have to get an Aria cardboard cutout. Because we are all going to be very, very sad that you're not there. And we're still going to have a good time. But it is going to be very difficult. It's
very difficult
to be there without our friends.
We're going to have to, the feds should be sorry. You don't have to be sorry.
But we're maybe we'll get like an Aria cardboard cutout, and then that can be something we can have fun with.
So maybe we'll have to do something like that.
And that will also be hilarious.
I wanted to get one of those for the studio a number of years ago for when we do the show here right now.
We just have my portrait printed on one of the pictures of me that we Ian tapes to a chair, but we wanted to do cardboard cutouts at some point, but
it wasn't cost feasible to do.
It's too expensive. It's too expensive for the joke.
However, good news for you, maybe
I had two tickets. I was inviting a girl that I had been talking to off and on for the last several months, and we were going.
She was going to go with me, but
I offered the tickets instead to Katie
and her boyfriend.
Oh, awesome! I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't think about this until the day after the wedding.
Someone reminded me about the concert, and I was like,
Katie went to see. I was talking to my friend EJ about the concert.
I said, Katie, wait, it's all coming together.
I have two extra tickets.
Katie and her boyfriend may want to go.
They may also not want to go.
I don't think he had a lot of fun at the
Lacuna Coil Butcher Babies concert.
So
I live for music.
So
sorry.
Watch something else.
So he. That was his first concert, I believe. He loved metal music.
Like, he really, really loved all of those bands that we saw. But that venue was very intimate, very loud.
I mean, we were standing right in front of the speakers, and I was deaf. For at least 24 hours.
I still hear the snare.
And I had ringing in my ears for at least 40. So even standing in the back, if you're not used to that really, really loud metal music,
it can be a lot for some people who aren't like,
oh, this isn't your 500th concert, this is your fourth concert.
Yeah, that might be.
Well, then we don't want to send him to Guar, because I bought tickets. This is Guar. This is Guar. You're going to get covered in fake blood and vomit and fake semen and all of that.
I mean, you can't pass that up, though.
I know.
I was considering wearing one of my wedding dresses to Guar.
Oh, my God.
One of my really good friends and co-workers, Brittany, loves Guar as well. And I actually invited her to that show, and she wasn't able to go. But she told me that last time she went to see Guar, she saw a woman wearing a full-blown wedding gown.
And I'm like,
that's after my wedding. I am doing that.
So I might not wear my really expensive one. I might wear one of my reception dresses.
But it is happening. I'm wearing a white dress. It is going to get covered in fake blood, and I'm going to hang it up on my wall.
Because Guar puts on a show. They are unique. They are
as far as metal bands go.
They come out wearing costumes. They have a rotating cast. It's not a rotating cast, but the members have changed over the years.
And I think they only have one member now who is a founding member. Maybe none of them are.
I didn't know that.
Because they all wear masks.
However,
they perform and they put on a show with fake blood, fake vomit, and fake semen,
and it gets really messy.
But it's a lot of fun.
So I was really looking forward to it for that reason.
Plus, the Butcher Babies will just release their album. They're releasing a new album.
Right after I go to prison, July the 12th, I think.
I almost messaged them on Twitter because they responded to me on
Twitter when I talked to them.
Because they're not a huge
If you actually tweeted
them, they will tweet at them. They see it and respond.
See it and
but I almost messaged my,
I'm going to prison, so can I get like a
peek?
I'll pay you for it. I'll cash out for 20 bucks or whatever.
Can I listen to it in advance?
Listen to it in advance.
Who knows? They might say yeah.
They might say yeah.
They know me from previous concerts, as we've talked about here on the show previously.
It's easy to pick me out of a crowd.
And they, and I've been in their crowd many times, and they do play smaller, more intimate venues, usually.
And I've seen them
now in Kentucky,
New York several times,
Ohio,
Pennsylvania,
Massachusetts,
Connecticut at one point,
here in New Hampshire.
Wow.
I've seen them more than any other.
And again, me being recognizable, it was inevitable that at some point,
remember you from the previous show,
because I also tend to like buy VIP tickets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
It's fun.
I was, I forgot, I was, I lost my train of thought entirely on that
Yeah, so maybe you get a chance to listen to the album early.
They're slowly releasing more and more songs, and everything I've heard so far was good. But I want to hear the full thing. And that's coming out next month.
And
I'm not being paid by Butcher Babies to promote things. I am being paid to promote Dash.
I want to tell you about that.
It's a cryptocurrency that you can use here at the Book of My Freedom Festival. And at more than 150,000 locations throughout the United States.
You can use cryptocurrency
at more than 150,000 locations throughout the U.S.
It has to be Dash.
And it's through the Dash Direct app,
which gives you a discount for using it.
1%, 2%, all the way up to 8% or 9%
just for using
a good currency.
And that's what makes Dash special, is that they want it to be used as currency.
Dash is actually short digital cash, and they want people out there spending it.
They want it moving around.
They don't want you to hold it.
And that's
amazing.
That's what we need in order for cryptocurrency to truly be successful.
It's people selling and trading and
all sorts of things
in Dash, in cryptocurrency,
and Dash Direct makes that possible.
So I want to say thank you to the Dash Decentralized Autonomous Organization
for paying us $32 per month
to promote Dash on the air.
You can find out more about it
at dash.org.
Again, they are driven
by allowing you to buy and sell things
in Dash.
And a lot of their efforts are directed solely for that purpose.
Again, dash.org to learn more about it.
Like they used to do Dash Back. Which would, anytime you went into a location and you spent Dash, and you
got back 10% of whatever you spent.
It was initially $5, but that was obviously not a good idea, because you'd go in and buy a dollar soft drink and get back $5 in Dash, $5 in Dash.
Percentages usually work a little bit better for stuff like that.
And there's a lot of discussion about what is actually better, right?
Like a discount or a rebate.
The question is a bit
different, because it's an instant rebate.
That changes things.
It's not a rebate that you have to mail in
Which no longer exists, I don't think.
But you would get it instantaneously.
Would you rather have
5%
of your purchase?
But would you rather get 5% back?
And it's almost
an inconsequential difference.
The math does work out where it's better to get 5% off,
because that turns out to be like 4.9%
or whatever.
I don't remember the math off the top of my head, but
people prefer
the discount.
If I remember correctly,
over the rebate.
And maybe this is because rebates in our heads is a hassle.
It's a hassle.
It's almost everything I've ever bought.
Every piece of
equipment,
music equipment, or
audio video equipment,
had some sort of rebate.
Get $10 off, $20 back, or whatever.
If you fill out this card and mail it in,
I've done exactly zero of those.
And I don't see myself doing
Because it's just a hassle.
I didn't even want to do the Nelson family.
Thing.
Well, I got in the mail. I'm a Nelson household apparently.
Which they survey you to find out what you're watching,
Oh, I didn't know that.
So obviously, I heavily promoted Free Talk Live.
And then I watched the video shows of Free Talk Live.
I did that.
And then they said
another one accidentally,
and so I gave it to Bonnie, who presumably
did the same thing. So that result is going to be a bit skewed.
But I don't watch a lot of television or crap anyway, so what the hell else would I pick?
But I do love music.
And I've never been a particularly big fan of the Beatles.
Between the Beatles, I consider the Rolling Stones to be sort of an anti-Beatles.
And I've never understood what the appeal was.
The British invasion,
I don't understand the appeal of the Beatles.
The music is not... The lyrics are stupid.
More often than not.
pointless.
The Beatles are interesting. The Beatles are interesting. So the Beatles was my first favorite band when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
And I do. I really enjoy the Beatles.
Okay, so
I'm talking to someone who knows.
Yeah. So what's interesting about the Beatles is throughout the years they changed and evolved a lot.
Based on what drugs they were doing at the time.
But they started off as doing a lot of covers, like a lot of bands in the early 60s did.
You know, heavy on the covers, love songs, stuff like that.
And then they kind of evolved into doing, you know, more original music, things that were a little bit more musically advanced.
And then once they started doing LSD and they visited India,
then, you know, George Harrison got a sitar. And they kind of got a little bit more spiritual in their lyrics, but
over the eras of the Beatles, their music has changed drastically.
So album to album, you will almost have a completely different genre of music.
A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people just know like the Beatles' greatest hits.
But for some reason, I don't know, it started when I was really, really young, like literally 4 years old. I was just like, I love the Beatles.
Anytime, you know, a song would be playing on the radio,
I would ask my dad,
Is this the Beatles?
And he's like, no, this is, you know, Steve Miller Band or something. But I was just really obsessed with them for whatever reason.
And then as I got older, started collecting vinyls, started getting more serious
about listening.
Like once I started getting more serious about studying music and, you know, collecting vinyls, whatever. I started to get more into
the just the differences in the Beatles over the years.
It's an interesting band, and of course, they were huge.
Women would go to their concerts and they would faint, and they were just so outrageously famous in the 60s.
And they kind of like Taylor Swift today?
Yeah, almost. You could kind of compare it to that. I don't think they were like ripping people off on concert tickets like Taylor Swift.
And of course, that has a lot to do with Ticketmaster and, you know, those websites that are charging ridiculous fees.
She came out criticizing Ticketmaster. Everybody should criticize Ticketmaster. She wanted to make sure that they could handle the demand and all of this other crap that she said because she's the most successful musician in the world right now. And of course, the ticket price is thousands and thousands and $6,000 in Boston.
What the hell is the matter with you?
I would pay $6,000 to never hear Taylor Swift ever again.
I don't hate her music that much, but if I pay $6,000 for Taylor Swift, I better get some benefits in the back alley, you know?
Yeah, right? Does this concert come with a happy ending? I'm in $6,000
Freaking begging. And the most I've ever paid for a concert ticket was $400, and that was to see Tool. That was off of their new album. I regret that I did that. Because there's overpriced and not worth it. But it was fun, and I don't regret it. I really did spend $400 to go listen to Tool for an hour and a half. They almost finished two songs.
I mean, even so, I'm going to see Dead & Company on this Sunday.
Hit tickets even for Dead & Company, a Grateful Dead band, are going for like almost $1,000.
Crazy.
Coming up, there's a new Beatles song. We're going to talk about that. Generated in part by AI. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. House Speaker McCarthy is backing the effort to expunge both of former President Trump's impeachment. He said Trump's behavior didn't necessarily deserve the punishment and said he'd like to take it out of historical record. An Ohio father accused of murdering his three young sons is pleading not guilty. Prosecutors say Chad Dorman allegedly shot and killed his sons, ages 3, 4, and 7, in the front yard of their Monroe Township home outside of Cincinnati.
The first one shot was 4-year-old, shot in the house 2 times.
Dorman is facing charges on 9 counts of aggravated murder, along with kidnapping and felonious assault. And in my Rod Stewart has clarified retirement rumors and assured fans he's not abandoning rock and roll. This comes after Stewart announced earlier this month that he's experimenting in other genres of music. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Porcupine's Porcupine Fitness Festival Day number 3 is well underway here. And there are events happening everywhere. This is one of the better things about the decentralization of the Porcupine Fitness Festival over the last several years is that previously the only events that really happened were at the hill down there, at the pavilion down there, at the pavilion. And now there are events everywhere. I mean, it's always been the case. It's always been that there were events taking That's not new. There have always been random campsites. Of course, the Free Talk Live site has been here for 20 years. I don't know exactly when our first Porcupine Freedom Festival was, but it's been here for a very long time. People are always doing various things, but now they can actually have their events on the actual Porcfest schedule.
Yeah, and they have the different hubs too, so you can register your site as a hub with the Porcupine Freedom Festival website, so people will know where to go for different events. So yeah, I like that evolution. It's great.
I do too. The only criticism I have of it is that there's no filtering and search options available on the schedule.
Yeah,
I would love to see just the pavilion or get the option to turn venues on and off.
So, and also someone made their own. They basically took the Porcfest schedule from the Porcfest website and made their own calendar of it. So there are different variations of the calendar floating around there, which is like such a libertarian thing to do, to be like, well, you didn't really do a great job, so I'm going to just do my own thing and do it better.
I just realized something. The libertarians out there organizing this thing, like Dennis Pratt and Constance, what you guys need to do is you need to go to a rock music festival, something like Incarceration or Louder Than Life, a multi-day music festival with multiple stages. And you need to pay very close attention to their schedule and their maps and how they do it.
Yeah, because music festivals are typically very good at that. They'll have, you know, the different stages, and then it's so much easier to read than the Porkfest schedule. Or they could just hire a nerd to make a better calendar for the Porkfest. I mean, it's really not that hard.
No, it's not. And, Dennis does great work, but I do suspect he did this himself. And one person can't be the best at everything. So hiring someone to have done this or getting a volunteer to do it would have been fantastic. But I think it's just a matter of not knowing that it was really necessary in this particular case. And I think that going to a music festival, because I still have the Incarceration app installed on my phone, and I think I still have the Louder Than Life app installed on my phone, and it is night and day being able to monitor these festivals versus being able to monitor the schedule at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I can filter by venue, by stage, by time, by day, and all of these other things. I just can't do it. That's a tiny criticism.
Yeah.
And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is still fantastic.
There's also a lot more events going on at Porkfest than there would be at a music festival, since
that's
it's
true.
So decentralized, and you can pretty much, anyone can host their own event and get it onto the Porkfest schedule. And there's so many different hubs, a lot more so than your typical music festival. So it does, that schedule does get crowded, and you'll be scrolling down it, and there will be, you know, 10 different events scheduled for noon. So, just for example.
Right, and what I like about it is that the Porcupine Freedom Festival doesn't put, like, its official speakers and events above or greater than...
Yeah, it's all together.
And I would sort of expect that, like, ones at the pavilion would be bolded or italicized or something. In fact, that would probably be useful, but they didn't do that. They just, it's all equal, and it's right there on the schedule, and honestly, good luck trying to find whatever it is that you're looking for. Like, I wanted to see what was happening today, and after about 3 minutes of it, I was like, yeah, no, I'm not.
This is a lot of scrolling.
Yeah. Like, honestly, the odds of me wanting to go see this random thing, there's no ability to filter by interests either, and I realized that's a taller order than being able to turn venues on and off, but, yeah, some basic tags from people, okay, I'm not interested in raising children. Turn children off, right? And that would remove those venues from, or those events from my list. Yeah, just thinking out loud here. You know, none of this is necessary. The event, absolutely beautiful. You got to come check it out. There is still time. We are here until the 25th at Rogers Campground, but it is June the 21st, and that means that less than a week to go for me before I'm in prison. And as mentioned, for those just now tuning in who only get the second hour of the show, I am going to federal prison, to Devens, Massachusetts, the FMC there, that's the Federal Medical Correctional Facility. And from what I can tell, they're choosing to put me in a medical facility for the same reason they kept me in a medical cell when I was arrested in March the 16th of 2021. It's easier for them, and they don't want to put trans women in the women's prison.
It's just so strange because it is... Like, are they trying to insinuate that being trans is, like, an illness? Like, are you sick? Or I don't know why they would choose a medical facility.
Well, they do sort of suggest that trans people are mentally ill, and that's common in the medical health industry, right? Like, I wanted to get a boob job 5 or 6 years ago, not that long ago, 3 or 4 years ago maybe, and it was about $6,000, relatively reasonable. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll do this. But the guy said, all right, well, I need a letter from your therapist approving this. Like, what do you mean? I don't have a therapist. He's like, you don't have a therapist? No, why the hell would I have? I'm fine. I don't need a therapist. I'm sitting here in front of you. I'm a paying customer. I will give you $6,000 in cash. Let's do this thing. No, I have. It's industry standard. I have to have a note of approval from a therapist before I can do this. But you don't require that of cis women for breast implants. And there are plenty of men who get these things done, and just for trolling purposes. I can't remember them off the top of my head, but this has happened.
Yeah, I heard of a story on that show Botched. a man lost a bet and he went through with it and got a breast augmentation. And then, like, I think it took him like 5 or 10 years to finally be like, maybe I should get these removed since...
Just but, it was all about a bet in the first place. But yeah, it's completely crazy. It didn't just suggest, it stated outright that because I'm trans, I must be mentally ill and incapable of making my own medical decisions. I need a therapist to make those decisions for me. And that was just disgusting.
And I actually know of one woman who got a breast augmentation when she was, I believe, 18 years old, in which, I mean, I would think that a... you know, trans woman in her 30s would probably be better able to make a decision, like whether or not to get a breast augmentation than an 18-year-old girl, but whatever. And this woman ended up having really, her body was rejecting them. And she got very, very sick over them. And this wasn't even a complication that they warned her about. She had absolutely no clue that this might be a possibility. So it's just crazy to me that they are letting, you know, young women do this, which, you know, I do think that an 18-year-old woman should be able to get a breast augmentation.
Certainly.
She wants to, but so should trans women.
And don't get me started on surgeons, man, and how they don't tell you what could go wrong. And I've had two surgeries. I had forehead contouring and brow lift surgery, and I had vocal surgery and a trachea shaving. And I was not informed that I could. My voice now is significantly weaker than it has ever been. And I have to turn myself up significantly higher than ever before in order to be heard. And there's just something off about my voice. And it is higher pitched. And it's not clear until I go back through and I listen to some episodes of the show from like 4 or 5 years ago prior to the surgery, just how much has changed. But like Ian's like, I don't hear a difference at all. If you go back and directly compare, there's a huge difference. But I wasn't warned that I could be raspy for the rest of my life, which is an ongoing issue. We've learned that that's due to acid reflux, believe it or not.
Oh.
And these surgeons suggested I start taking omeprazole, something like
that. Omeprazole.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. For acid reflux. I was like, well, I don't have acid reflux, but most of the people in my family do. So I started taking it, and I've noticed very quickly that, sure enough, if I take it every single day, once in the morning and then once in the evening, as I'm supposed to, my voice doesn't usually get that scratchy quality to it. So
then you have to take a medication that you wouldn't have otherwise needed.
Well, I did otherwise need it. The raspiness had been an issue through all of my life. I just thought it was from smoking, right? Mm-hmm. But no, it was ultimately from acid reflux.
Okay.
I did not know I had that. However, the Adam's apple reduction, I'm not at all happy with it, and I feel like my Adam's apple is more prominent now than it was prior to the surgery. And he insists that, no, they did a full removal, because sometimes they can fully remove it and sometimes they can't. He insists that they did a full removal, and what's prominent here is the larynx, not an Adam's apple. And then he made the argument that, well, you know, there's this doctor in California that's actually doing research right now that shows and having a prominent Adam's apple is actually more feminine. I'm like, dude, I don't need you to gaslight me about femininity and Adam's apples here. Just say I didn't get the result that I wanted, and you didn't tell me that what we were looking at. I'm like, dude, you should have warned me, like, hey, look, what you're wanting removed there, that's not your Adam's apple. That's your trachea. We can't take that out.
Yeah, you would think a good surgeon would do that. And I have some friends who go to get Botox and just, like, non-surgical cosmetic procedures, basically. And the woman that does it for her is very honest with them. If they say, oh, I want to get this done, and she doesn't think that they will get the results she wants, or if it's just not possible to get the results that they want, this woman that is, I don't know what she would be called, you know, practitioner, whatever, she is very honest with them. She's like, I'm not going to do it because you either don't need that or it's not going to do what you think it's going to do. So I would think a good surgeon would be honest about those things and say, hey, I'm not just going to take your money and maybe have more of a conversation about it and get deeper into those things and, you know, speak with clients about what they really want, what end results they really want from these procedures, not just like, oh, okay, I'm going to take your money and, you know, do what I think you want done.
That is how I feel. This went down, especially with the most recent one, the brow lift and forehead contouring thing. I'm super happy with the physical look of the results. Like, yes, it did exactly what I expected to do. It made my forehead more feminine. Great. However, I've got two bumps here, one here and one here, that are pretty much exactly where Demon's Horns would be, interestingly enough, that were not there previously. And my hair got cut in the process. He cut off half of the length of my hair. My hair used to be down here. And I didn't get that cut off, right? But prior to the surgery, my hair was normal length. And then the next time I was on Free Talk Live afterward, my hair was way the hell up here. And he denies having done that. And he denies a few other things in regard to the surgery, just minor little issues like these bumps. I'm like, dude, you should make these bumps go away, right? Plus, I shouldn't have had to spend weeks in agonizing pain with a monstrous headache as a result of this. You never told me that my forehead would feel like this after the fact. Like, I'm 6 months, no, wait, I'm almost a year past at this point, and my head is still not 100% right. It's not the same. And I wasn't told any of this would be the case, or any of this even could happen. But the vocal surgery is the biggest issue, because I got a year thing, is like, hey, it's been a year since your surgery, is an automatically generated email. So I responded back, saying, yeah, I'm not a litigious person, and I'm not a Karen, so I was never going to bring this up, but you guys asked. So no, I'm not happy with the results. So I complained about my voice and how it didn't seem to be any different, how it was scratchy and raspy. And there was some other issue that I outlined with them, and I don't remember exactly what it was. And it's really not worth getting into all of it. It's just, I would not have brought it up otherwise if they hadn't brought it up. Is I was never truly informed about what the consequences would be. And their suggestion was, oh, well, yeah, here's a number for a speech therapist. And, you know, work with this speech therapist for 6 months. Or you're like, are you going to pay for this? Or am I supposed to pay for this?
Because it wasn't an issue before, right?
Right. Like, and if I wanted to do a year of speech therapy and vocal training, then I wouldn't have gotten the surgery. The whole point of the surgery was to feminize my voice so I wouldn't have to continually pay attention around the clock to my tone, my inflection, and my pitch. But I'm going to have to do that anyway, just to get, so if I have to go through that vocal training anyway, then what the hell was the point of the surgery?
Yeah.
But,
and I do think it's helpful that you're voicing your concerns and your results of your surgeries, because, you know, a lot of people might be wanting to get these procedures and they don't, it's not always easy to get an honest review of procedures like this. You know, you might, like, because I'm sure you did a ton of research before you got these things, and I just think the more people speak out about their results of different sort of any procedure, not just plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery, I mean, any procedure they get, I think that's really helpful.
I would highly recommend against any sort of vocal surgery, or maybe a trachea shaving will be fine if the doctor agrees that that's actually your Adam's apple and not your voice box or whatever. But the forehead contouring, would recommend. It did what it was supposed to do. And other than the bumps here that are the side effects that I haven't even brought up with them, because I brought up other stuff. And then I was like, I don't have time for this, because I'm getting sentenced to federal prison.
Yeah, not the biggest issue at the moment.
Not worth it. They'll go away at some point, probably, or they won't. And anyway, my hair usually covers it up anyway, so it's not worth fighting about. I don't care. I want to get on with my life. But in other things getting on with is technology, and artificial intelligence is a subject that we love here on Free Talk Live. We love talking about it. And I think most of us love artificial intelligence as an idea. I love AI art. It's very controversial for some reason to say that you love AI art, but like, all of the work on my websites, demezzogaming.com and ariadimezzo.com, is AI art. With the exception of the header for Demezzo Gaming that I paid someone years ago to make, and it's really good. But AI art is cheap, it's easy, and it's faster. And I don't feel like I'm bugging the artificial intelligence. I hired an artist recently to make some visual interfaces for She Talk Live, which incidentally we're doing now here at Free Talk Live. They were just supposed to take the video layouts. I can't think of the word I'm looking for here. All of the stuff that you have.
The banners?
But it includes banners, but there's a term for it, for that layout. But the video layouts that we use on Free Talk Live, they're supposed to take that and modify it to She Talk Live and make it look professional and great and all that, so that on Wednesdays I could just load that up and we could go. But what I got was an entire redoing of the logos and everything in regard to Free Talk Live. And it's difficult to explain what I mean to people who aren't familiar with the show. Like, okay, no, look, the show is called Free Talk Live, but on Wednesdays when we do it, it's still Free Talk Live, but we call it She Talk Live. And trying to explain that to someone who isn't familiar with it, just it did not happen. And she turned out to be, I think, Pakistani anyway.
So a little bit of a language barrier there also.
And she did not understand what I was saying.
It came out good, but it was just different than what you wanted.
It was very different from what I wanted. And if I told an artificial intelligence to make me these templates or to make me a layout for video streaming, I don't think it could do it either. But I would at least not feel like I was bugging someone or insulting them. Like, hey, look, this is not at all what I meant. So let me rephrase this. I know you just put 2 hours into this, but with artificial intelligence, it took 30 seconds, right? And it's coming, whether we like it or not. I look forward to the world where I can just tell an artificial intelligence, hey, I love Doctor Who featuring Matt Smith and David Tennant. So give me a brand new episode of Doctor Who featuring those two actors battling the Daleks. Give me a whole season about that. And it just spontaneously generates me a new episode of Doctor Who featuring Matt Smith and David Tennant and the Daleks.
Yeah, I mean, artificial intelligence might get to the point where it could do that for you and actually have it be good. At this point, I'm sure you've seen some of the commercials that people will do, and it's like, oh, this is a commercial for Burger King, and it's just something like completely silly and ridiculous. And some of the AI art is very good. Some of it's a little, like, you can tell something's not quite right. Like, it tried its best. It was close, but the arm's on backwards, or the hand has no fingers or something.
Or eight fingers sometimes. AI definitely struggles with heads, but I do believe that artificial intelligence, it will get to that point. And I don't know how long it's going to take, but artificial intelligence, like most things with technology, it increases exponentially. Like the internet increases exponentially. Back in 1999, no one would have predicted that I would be able to live stream a radio show here from the mountains of New Hampshire.
It's true.
And it be video, maybe audio. And they probably wouldn't even believe that was possible, especially from something the size of my phone. But just in 30 years, that's where it's gone. So I don't know where artificial intelligence will really go, but I look forward to that because that, to me, That's amazing. Yes, it makes artists obsolete. It makes actors, it doesn't really make actors obsolete because there are new actors who can give you new templates for artificial intelligence to work with and writers to come up with new ideas for those actors to do. So there will always be these things, but if I could just tell artificial intelligence, give me a new episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, and it just automatically generates it, that's beautiful. That's a wonderful thing. Or give me a new Metallica album in the style of Reload. Let's call it Three Load. Give me one of those, AI, and it'll do it one day. And I look forward to that. There's already AI podcasts. I don't remember what it's called now, podcast.ai maybe. But it's just someone who uses artificial intelligence to create a script featuring two people living or dead, sometimes imaginary, like never having, like Harry Potter or whatever, being interviewed by someone else. The one that I heard was Joe Rogan interviewing Steve Jobs from Apple.
Oh, yes.
Yes, thank you. I struggled with those names just now, man. There's so many people. And that was interesting. And it sounded real. It mimicked their voices. And I would never have known that wasn't really Joe Rogan and Steve Jobs. It was a bit stilted at the beginning, but after 3 or 4 minutes, I was like, no, this just sounds like a conversation between Joe Rogan and Steve Jobs. This is good.
It's kind of creepy because sometimes it's like you don't know what is real in the world of deep fakes where it's already really easy to Photoshop things very well and, make things appear differently than they truly are, but now it's getting to the point where you can just plug things into an AI and say, hey, I want this, hey, I want that, I want a video of this, I want a picture of this, I want a podcast of that, and, I do think that can be
a very dangerous thing. I don't think, you know, some people are advocating for, I mean, Elon Musk was saying, oh, we need more legislation around AI to protect people, and some people just want it shut down altogether. You can't shut something like this down. It's not possible. And I don't think restricting it and making creating laws around it, that's not going to help. It's probably going to make it worse,
absolutely,
if anything.
And because the people who make these laws, I mean, no one in Congress is an artificial intelligence. These are boomers, guys. I'm not going to ask my grandmother what her opinion on artificial intelligence is, because I don't care. She doesn't know anywhere near enough about it to have a worthwhile. She's not dumb. Don't get me wrong. My grandmother's not dumb.
She has a different set of knowledge.
Right. But she doesn't know anywhere near enough about technology and the implications of artificial intelligence to make one of these decisions. Plus, not to be too cold, but she's like in her 90s. The people in Congress, they're old. They're not going to be around long enough to really deal with the consequences of the BS they're legislating. And I, for one, don't think we should have a legislative body filled with people who will die for sure before the full consequences of their legislations come to realization.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that.
And they're certainly not knowledgeable enough to legislate in regard to artificial intelligence. So what will they do? They will do the same thing they always do. They will bring in, quote, the experts. They will bring in the big companies. The multi-billion dollar CEOs will come in, and they will tell Congress what Congress needs to do. And incidentally, by sheer magical coincidence, all of these suggestions that these big CEOs will have will just so happen to cement their positions at the top of the field and will prevent competition from rising from the bottom of the field. And it's happened in every single industry that I've seen. This is why Coinbase was out there petitioning the federal government to try to create the regulations about cryptocurrency and what the regulations would be and how they would work. Coinbase deliberately, they set out to do this. This was their mission from day one.
And it backfired on them.
It did spectacularly. So, a few years ago, they sent someone to Washington, D.C. in order to, you know, some lobbyists doing lobbying thing. And the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, was the only governmental body that refused to meet with them. And, you know, Gensler brought charges against them a few days later. And I hate Coinbase. I swear to God, I hate Coinbase. They are the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But they are the lesser devil.
Yeah, I hate the federal government way more than I
yes.
hate Coinbase.
So I'm in a really difficult position here of watching two devils fight one another, and one of them is a little bit less evil than the other.
It's like we were talking about a few days ago on the show about if you have two Nazis fighting, you can't pick a side, because either way, you're a Nazi sympathizer.
Well, I am a cryptocurrency advocate, so in this particular battle, I want Coinbase to win. I want them to overcome, but there's still, I want them to die immediately afterward. There's more coming. Wait, why the hell are we talking about AI anyway? That's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.